You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Soon afterward, Jesus went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their means. And when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. And he said these things, as he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Here ends the reading. Our passage today manifests the width and breadth of the kingdom of God and God's intention that all are welcomed into the church, regardless their gender, social class, or ethnicity. First, we hear of the 12 men following Jesus through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news. With them, however, are some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. This would have been not only unusual, but inappropriate, as women would not have traveled with unrelated men, nor would women have followed Jewish rabbis, nor would a rabbi have allowed women to be disciples. Yet here are a number of women who are not only traveling with the Lord and the 12, but providing financial support for them. Without a doubt, from the beginning, women were deeply connected to the Lord and his mission and ministry, leading finally to women being the first witnesses of the resurrection. The intention that the gospel is for all comes through loudly and clearly in the parable of the sower, sowing seeds liberally, freely, some falling along the path, some on the rock, some among the thorns, some in good soil. The image is of a sower scattering seeds with the goal of having the good news reach as many people as possible, even those who may not be considered good soil, ready to receive the word and take it to heart. As disciples and followers of Jesus, our task is to spread the seed of God's word far and wide. And is this the notion of sharing the gospel in most of our congregations today? Is that the understanding of spreading the word of God in your congregation? And if you reach someone from the proverbial other side of the tracks, will they be welcome if they show up for worship on a given Sunday? The NALC, surprisingly and thankfully, reflects the Catholicity of the body of Christ, the universality of the body, with Ethiopian congregations, Chinese congregations, Spanish-speaking congregations, churches in Puerto Rico, and now a mission in Mexico. Urban, suburban, rural, serving rich and poor, farmers and college faculty. This is what the Church of Jesus Christ looks like. Is that what your congregation looks like? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, give us courage to share your word boldly and to all people. Amen. Here's a Lenten response. Make a commitment to speak to people at worship you don't know, welcoming them regardless of their background, appearance, or their Lutheran credentials.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.